Working was a part of the human experience before sin entered the world. Genesis 2:15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." What does this fact say about what God thinks about work? Are you willing to give work, both your employment and your daily chores, the same value that God does? In Genesis 3:17-19, we see what happened to the earth and to work when sin entered the world. God said to the man, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food." Painful toil, thorns and thistles, sweat of your brow are words that describe the frustration and futility that sin caused. But Jesus came to redeem us and to redeem our work. Now, when we do our work as to the Lord, we are actually investing in an eternal inheritance. This is described in Colossians 3:23 and 24. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." So whether you are working in a secular job or washing your own dishes, your employer is really Christ. The sense of futility and frustration in work is redeemed. Work in such a way as to please Him. View your work as an offering to the Lord. Then what was once secular becomes redeemed as a sacred act of worship. This grants significance to even the most mundane activities and gives purpose for doing your work well. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, and whatever work your body is doing, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Let this reality change the way you work.